we're here actually at a centre of excellence in Kent, because this is a laboratory which is on the front line of testing for illegal vapes. And what we're announcing today is a clampdown on illegal vaping. I'm particularly concerned, first and foremost as a parent, dad of two young girls, about the worrying rise in the number of young people who are vaping. So we're announcing a range of things today that will help us clamp down on that. We're going to ban the distribution of free samples to children when it comes to vapes. We've created a new hit squad funded by millions of pounds, which is going to be able to test for illegal vapes, but also clamp down on those shops or car boot sales that are selling them to children. We're changing the guidance in schools. And we're also considering going further with regard to the marketing, promotion and appearance of vapes, where they look like they're deliberately targeted at children. You know, all of that is concerning. There's a really strong package of measures today which are going to help us clamp down on it. And actually, this lab here in Kent is on the forefront of it and is a centre of excellence in doing this. I want all children to know that this is illegal. Right. Actually, it's illegal for children to be vaping. The shops who are selling you these things are carrying out a criminal activity. It's wrong, and you should know that, because these are very harmful. They're very harmful for your health, and it's not the same as an adult who used to smoke and is using vapes to stop smoking. That's a helpful thing. But when it comes to children, they shouldn't be vaping at all. It's illegal and wrong. Anyone trying to sell you a vape is doing something that's a criminal offence, and you should just say no.
In reality, how much do you think carers will care about this project in comparison to problems like inflation and the cost of living squeeze?
So I've set out five very clear priorities for the country: to halve inflation, grow the economy, reduce debt, cut waiting lists and stop the boats. Those are my five national priorities. I've been very clear about those. I believe that those are the country's priorities. The biggest challenge families face is with the cost of living. That's why my first priority is to halve inflation. That's why we decided to tax the windfall profits of energy companies and use that money to help pay around half of a typical household's energy bill. That support is worth £1,500 to ease the burden. So I think people can see that that is something I take very seriously, and we're acting on it. You know, I do also, as a parent, care about the rise in the number of young people who are vaping. I think that's wrong. And that's why we've announced a range of measures today to clamp down on it. I think parents will be reassured to know the government is on their side. We want to protect our children, which is why we're banning the sale, or not sale, but banning the distribution of free samples to children. It's why we've created a new hit squad backed with millions of pounds of money to test for illegal products, send them to labs like this here in Kent, but also clamp down on those shops or car boot sales that are selling vapes illegally to children. And we're considering going further when it comes to the marketing, promotion and appearance of vapes, which, look, if you look at them, a lot of them are not designed to be used by adults in business meetings, right? Those are designed deliberately to target children, and that's something that we should be concerned about, because that's illegal.